Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. We start in the world of high school basketball from last night. West Delaware boys traveling down to Marion as they fell to the Wolves 62-44. Not a bad start for the Hawks as Marion only led by two at the end of the first quarter, 10-4. But then they went on a 14-3 run for a 13-point lead at halftime, 24-11. Marion outscored the Hawks 15-14 in the third quarter for a 39-25 14-point lead heading into the fourth, then outscored the Hawks 23-19 in the final period for that 18-point win, a game that lasted 1 hour and 11 minutes. It featured three ties and two lead changes. The Hawks' largest advantage was two. Marion led by as much as 19. The Wolves improved their record to 6-2 overall, 2-0 in Eastside games, the WAMAC Conference. The Hawks dropped to 1-1 in East Division contests, 6-2 overall. Leading the way offensively, Hayden Linus with 17 points. Bryce Smith had 10, 6 for Tyrus Werner. Griffin Lott with 5, 4 for Maddox Lott, and 2 for Conrad Smith. Marion All-Stater Brayson Lobby led the way with 19 points, 14 for Kalen Claypool, 12 for Peyton Hodges. Alex Moda was 6, 5 apiece for Jordan Fisher and Elijah Smith, 2 for Trey Frank. In other boys' coverage area contests from last night in the Tri-Rivers Conference, Maquoketa Valley falling to North Lynn on the road, 72-43. It was Edco getting their first win past Starmont, 54-45. Albernett took care of Springville, 79-45. And East Buchanan fell to Central City on the road, 61-47. In the River Valley Conference, Anamosa losing down in Goose Lake, 68-56. It was Monticello all over Comanche, 75-38 on the road. On the girls' side, a tremendous start for the West Delaware Hawks as they hosted Marion inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School. Hawks got off to as much of a 12-point lead early on in the game, led by 10 at halftime, 28-18. But Marion battled back and took down the Hawks, 48-44. Independence fell at home to Mount Vernon, 49-24. In the TRC, North Lynn handled Maquoketa Valley at home, 69-34. It was Springville edging Albernett, 46-44. And Edco thumped Starmont, 58-11 at home. The East Buchanan and Central City contest was postponed because of low numbers for Central City. In the RVC, Cascade was better than Beckman in Dyersville, 51-32. It was Anamosa falling to Northeast, 62-26, and Monticello roughed up Comanche, 60-21. In the MVC, Western Dubuque traveled to Cedar Falls. They fell to the Lady Tigers, 54-50. Iowa Hawkeye basketball news now. Due to the forecasted inclement weather, University of Iowa women's and men's basketball start times for today's games have been moved up. Tip-off for the women's contest against Dartmouth now slated for 12:01 instead of 2 o'clock inside Carver Hawkeye Arena and will be streamed on Big Ten Plus, just like the men's game will. That was moved up all the way from 7 o'clock tonight until 2:31 approximately this afternoon after the women's game, as the Hawkeye men will take on Eastern Illinois. Fans with a ticket to the women's basketball game are welcome to stay for the men's contest. Fans are asked to relocate to sections H, I, and J above row 20. Fans with a men's basketball ticket are welcome to come early and watch the women's game. Fans are asked to sit in sections G, H, and I above row 20. The special parking instructions include, as space allows, parking will be available in Lot 65, Lot 43, the lower Finkbine, and softball and track parking areas. Also, the Newton Road ramp and Hancher with free CAM bus shuttle to the arena. ADA parking will be in Lot 40 on the west side. Women's basketball permits WB 46 and WB 40 in Lot 46 and 43, respectively. And men's basketball permits Zone A, Zone B, and Zone C as space allows. Two more college football bowl games are in the books. After yesterday, Eastern Michigan took down San Jose State in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl out in Boise, 41-27, Eastern Michigan the winners. And the Boca Raton Bowl in Florida went to Toledo, the Rockets over Liberty, 21-19. The next bowl coming up tonight, the New Orleans Bowl, South Alabama against Western Kentucky. That'll take place at 8 o'clock tonight, televised on ESPN inside the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Top 25 men's college basketball from last night. Number 2, UConn over Georgetown, 84-73. Number 5, Arizona past Montana State, 85-64. An upset is number 22, Miami over number 6, Virginia, 66-64. Elsewhere, winners, Alabama, number 9 over Jackson State. Number 11, Gonzaga beats Montana. Number 12, Baylor over Northwestern State. Number 14, Duke was upset by Wake Forest, 81-70. Drake with the upset over Mississippi State, number 15, Bulldogs, 58-52. Number 18, Indiana over Elon, 96-72. And number 24, Marquette was upended by Providence, 103-78. In the NBA, these winners, Utah, Chicago, New York, Washington, and Denver. In the NHL, these teams victorious, Calgary, Los Angeles, Seattle, Winnipeg, Pittsburgh, Carolina, Toronto, and Philadelphia. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Wednesday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.